Associate Minister, also Offensive Coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, and also Defensive Coordinator and the Boar of the Year, Bob Sutton, who gives us absolutely nothing.
I didn't listen to it.
I didn't listen to a single word of it. But good for Bob. He got out quick 2 weeks in a row. I feel like maybe somebody's getting to him and saying, slow down.
Hey, Channel 9, Channel 4 right now interviewing Priest Holmes.
And we're next, obviously. Right. I've signed several
autographs. Just, sir, to be ready, we might need you to hold down the final few minutes of this segment in case Channel 9, Channel 4, come over here with Ron and myself.
Obviously, yes. We are here live at the Community Blood Center.
We'll talk about anything, too, guys.
Yeah, we really will. Sporting, whatever you want to talk about. 40-40 Maine. A wonderful thing. We've been having a lot of fun here. Crowds have picked up. Dante Hall and Priest Holmes are here with us, obviously. And as we started our third hour, that's when the crowds really picked up.
Well, there's a reason why you say the 12 o'clock hour is the best hour of show in Vern.
People turned out
for it.
Yeah, they turned out.
And they just were happily surprised to see two Chiefs greats here.
Yes, Priest and we have a table set up here with koozies. We're signing autographs. The best thing would be if somebody came in here only to get an autographed koozie from us and walked out.
I could think of three people that are cool enough that would do that.
Yes, and they all are our friends.
No, there's a few cool listeners.
All right, tell them where we are. Tell them
4040 Main Street Community Blood Center and the Chiefs teaming up for their 21st annual blood drive.
That's right.
All the way until 6 o'clock tonight. Again, Dante Hall, Priest Holmes here until 1 o'clock. And it's vital, especially at this time of the year.
Amen.
With the winter months. Supplies are expected to drop.
Look,
Community Blood Center, they need over 500 donors every single day. Now, we understand that is going to be very difficult to accomplish. The goal today, 300 donors, 300 donations. Look, even if you can't make a donation today, you can still register for later on down the line so you can make a donation out here. If you're not in the Kansas City area, if you're listening on the radio.com app elsewhere in Kansas or in Missouri, plenty of other community blood centers, including Olathe, Overland Park, Topeka, Blue Springs, Gladstone, and St. Joseph. Look, they need those 500 donors every day to meet the needs of the 65 area hospitals. As one in every seven people that are admitted to the hospital, they require a blood transfusion. And look, you know, blood has a limited shelf life.
Amen.
So the supplies must be continually replenished. It takes 1 hour to donate, and a single donation can be used to save multiple lives. Those in need, like, you know, burn or trauma victims, cancer patients, newborn babies and their mothers, transplant recipients, and so much more. So, again, 4040 Main Street. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock.
That's right.
The drive with the he's gone. But C-Dot and Brad Fanning, they will be out here to take over at 2 o'clock. He's been gone for a while.
Oh, we've got to stop right here.
Reach out online, SaveALifeNow.org, to donate.
Serta,
and to learn how.
We've got to settle in for a couple of – that's not a mistake you make.
That's right.
You are one of the best of all
time. I'm clean.
You are clean.
I got two. I got one letter. It was a D. You're going to make this a big thing. I got D.
You.
One letter.
You. I've never in my life heard you. You are a one-take wonder during the promos.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, God.
I apologize, Brad.
Don't let that ruin the rest of the show. Don't take that home with you.
As long as Fanning doesn't bring it up, I'll be good. Because I feel like Fanning's the one that should be offended by that.
Yeah, it probably should be. All right.
Sorry, Brad.
The drive coming up with Carrington and Brad Fanning right behind us. They'll be here live.
The best afternoon show in the Midwest.
The best one. That's right.
Chicago, you got nothing on this one.
Channel 9 is doing an interview with Dante Hall at the moment, who will be with us Friday at Big Whiskey's at Lee Summit Bar and Grill.
Because you see, Priest is
they're
the
making
furthest.
The rounds, yeah.
Dante's the closest.
And then we're next,
and then,
obviously.
Yes. Are we going to do it together?
By the way, you missed it. I just signed another autograph.
So you got four autographs.
Four, baby. Let's go.
One that politely declined and one that was very, very dismissive.
Vern right here. That's you, Vern.
I normally only sign baseballs, but for
no,
you, I'll do
but
this.
But you will do it. All right, Vern. The big story from yesterday is K-State. They've hired a new coach.
Set it back down.
They brought a new coach, North Dakota State, from North Dakota State, and you got to take him serious, right? Because this guy is 69-7 in his career. Won three national championships, and he's had NFL talent, had the number two pick in the draft, and was the MVP of the league until he got injured in Carson Wentz. And I don't Carson Wentz got better under his tutelage. So you have to look at him as
tutelage.
Something. That's what I said. And you have to look at him as something like, okay, this could be – I'm really, as a Kansas fan, very happy with the Les Miles hire because I feel like he is a coach out of your league. Anybody who has ever won a national championship that's not dead is out of the league of the Kansas Jayhawks. So I'm happy with that hire. But in all honesty, this K-State hire could turn out to be better than Kansas's hire because he could be there for a long time. And if they could push and pull off the Indianapolis Colts and pull off the Green Bay Packers, where the Packers had Brett Favre, I'm sorry, Don the Magic Man Mikowski, and then Brett Favre, and then they had Aaron Rodgers, or the Colts had Jim Harbaugh, then Peyton Manning, and then Andrew Luck, to have those men in a row. If they could pull off Bill Snyder and this guy could be special like he was at North Dakota State, because I think this is a dream job territory for him. I don't think he'll leave. It could be a better hire than Les Miles down the road.
Why don't you think he'd leave?
I feel like this feels like a destination place for Gary. Chris. Kleiman.
Oh, I disagree. You have the kind of success that Bill Snyder
had. I'm not saying
had.
He couldn't.
I don't view it. Look, with all due respect, in K-State's, we're partners with them. But no, it's not. You want a destination school in the Big 12. It's Oklahoma, it's Texas, and that's about where the conversation ends.
But some people are.
Bill Snyder didn't leave because he built it. This guy is, I'm sure, respectful of what Bill Snyder has built. But if he goes on and has success, he wins a Big 12 in Manhattan, you have to imagine one of those bigger schools would come a-calling.
I don't feel him like Campbell at Iowa State. I don't feel he's
who just
like
signed
that.
An extension.
Yeah, I don't feel that he's like that. I think I think this shows this would be a place that he would stay. Like, I think he is thrilled. And I think K-State hired in that manner. I think K-State hired. I don't think they're looking to have a stepping stone job. I think that went into a part of why they hired this person.
Oh, no. In my mind, what they did was they understood they couldn't compete for a guy that has already been in a Power 5. They weren't looking for a retread. They were looking for someone ambitious that was ready to make a jump up to a Power 5 school. And I think looking at the success that he's had at North Dakota State, it made him the perfect hire. You know, even when they were, you know, you may have seen reports about them flirting with the head coach at North Texas. That's another one. A guy desperate to get into a Power 5 school. That would have made sense.
He's a stepping stone. That guy, to me, is a guy who's a stepping stone guy.
Oh, look at my man out here. He brought a Longhorn helmet. That's fresh.
They made Priest go outside.
Yeah, why'd Priest go outside?
He's from Waterloo, Iowa. He's from the area.
Furthermore, I'll say this. I think
he's 51 years old, Waterloo, Iowa.
I think a case could be made he's already a better coach than Les Miles. Now, of course, he doesn't have the track record.
I don't think that's stupid, but yeah. I mean, Carson Wentz,
thanks
you can't
for the
defend,
compliment, Dad.
You can't defend. You call me Daddy. You call me Daddy, not Dad.
I think you can make the case that he's already better than Les Miles. I understand Les has the national title, but this guy, like you mentioned, 51. I just have to believe he's willing to work harder than Les. He's willing to hit the recruiting trails a little bit harder than Les is. To me, Les seems
down.
Like the kind of guy that would rest on the laurels than this. This guy's got something to prove.
So you
Les
feel,
doesn't have anything to prove. He's got a ring that says it all.
I don't. But I don't think Les is that type of guy.
Furthermore,
so
this guy's
kind of
had a more. He's got a more advanced offense than whatever Les is likely.
You're calling Les Charlie Weiss.
How so?
That's what Charlie was. Charlie rest on his laurels. Didn't really give it a rip. Didn't care like that. That's what it feels like you're calling him, and I don't think they're the same guy. I don't think Les is like.
Well, Les has at least done this well. Charlie never did it well. He was a good OC, and that was it.
I don't think you're
Les has been a quality head coach.
He had some success at Notre Dame.
Stop with Ty's players.
He had some success. I have not heard Ty Willingham in a minute. But I think to the point of Charlie didn't care. Charlie didn't. Like, Charlie was about, he didn't give everything he had. I think Les will give everything he had.
You'll admit the new K-State head coach has to have a feeling that he has more to prove to his boosters, to his fans, to the country, more than Les feels in Lawrence.
And in Lawrence, but I think Les has a ton to prove to himself. And I think when I see Les wanting to turn around a place like Kansas, I believe that. With Charlie Rice.
Well, then that goes back to you and I disagreeing on the desperation of Les Miles. Yeah, I really don't think the job opportunities were as plentiful as you may believe.
Shut up. I want to try this. In our production meeting, Serta said he felt like this hire could be spectacular, and I don't believe Serta watches very much college football at all. And I'm curious, Serta, in your reasoning.
Oh, this is unfair. You haven't even told him you were going to
do this.
In your
reasoning, Serta, why do you think this could – Serta's always ready. Why do you think this could be a spectacular hire?
Because he's won several titles. He's clearly proven at a very small school that he can win and win repeatedly, as well as getting NFL talent to North Dakota State.
Getting so worked
what
up
are the
for.
Who are the NFL players that he's gotten there?
Carson Wentz. I'm sure there's one other one.
Did you see how hard he went? I knew Serta could have done this about any coach. Like, I bet you right now, Serta, why do you think Mac Brown will struggle at North Carolina?
Well, because he's ancient. We saw in his time at Texas that he failed to adapt with the modern-day style of college football. It's the same thing why I'm conflicted about whether or not Les Miles can succeed, to be completely honest.
Oh, this is so good.
Serta also in the NFL from North Dakota State. Joe Hang.
Told you.
Kyle Emanuel and Billy Turner.
Well, knew there was at least one.
Of getting NFL title. I want to do one more. Serta.
In a second.
Colorado.
Joe Mays went to North Dakota State.
Colorado's
Did you know that?
Yeah. Colorado's new head coach, Mel
Shout
Tucker.
Shout out Joe Mays.
Mel Tucker took over Colorado. Your thoughts on why he could be more successful at Colorado than the previous coach?
Well, he's not going to be successful because that was clearly Eric Bieniemy's job. And there's just no way he's as talented of a coach
as
Eric Bieniemy. We've talked about Eric Bieniemy for years being a head coach in waiting, and he gets passed up for that guy? I don't even know his name.
Tyrone Braxton went to North
Dakota
State.
This is absolutely great. Let's go to I could do this all day. Serta could just make up stories about anything. He doesn't watch a lick of college football. Coming up
15th.
Andy says – no, it doesn't.
Tied for
15th. That was great. Andy says things that makes you completely understand why he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he said it. He said something yesterday that makes that very plain.
4040 Main Street. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock.
That's
the
right.
Drive with the – oh, he's gone.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back here. I love this text right now from the 785 or 703. Without LSU's name, what has Les done? Without the New England Patriots.
No, you shouldn't do
that. They shouldn't do that? No.
That's a bad one.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Without the Pittsburgh Steelers, what has Bill Cowher done? That'd be a better one. It don't get better than this, though.
He was the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs.
Yeah, so?
Tom Coughlin.
My favorite right
he
here
won
for
two.
You.
He won two Super Bowls. That
from
doesn't
the 913, Ron, shut up.
I'm with that. All right. Anyway, tomorrow. Oh, there's more.
I think Serta should be sitting in the chair next to Vern now after hearing him talk. He's very well spoken, man. You do you, Serta. Don't worry about the guy that gave himself a nickname for once and all. I did not give myself a nickname.
Who gave it to you?
MySpace.
MySpace?
What?
I've told this story many a time.
I've never heard this story.
I've never heard this either.
It's just do the Christmas
No,
read.
I need to know this story.
No, I
will be
do it now. I just do the Christmas read.
We're already 15th. I can sit here in silence.
No.
Hey, I need to know one thing. Did you have to get that? What are you hollering? Dante hollering.
Oh, you know I didn't have to get that tattoo. Yeah, I didn't hear from nobody. People were so
Dante
angry.
Wants to know about that Lando tattoo.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I mean, he got worked that over
first,
on that first
that
drive.
That first
though.
Drive, it was over, yeah. Dante. And you know what? Dante will be with us Friday. I hope he remembers. At Big Whiskey's Bar and Grill in Lee Summit.
He knows.
He just tuned me out.
He's
Hopefully
a pro.
We send him to the right one.
Ultimate Christmas tomorrow night from 6 to 10 at Kansas Hall in Overland Park. It benefits Noah's Bandage Project. It's presented by Twin Peaks just for showing up. Now, it's a free event. You got to be 21 or older, but it's a free event. Just for showing up, you receive one entry ticket for the prizes. Now, Noah's Bandage Project show, they are giving away over $5,000 in prizes, including an arcade classic machine provided by Amini's.
What?
They are giving away three Echo Dots. They are giving away Mizzou tickets, K-State tickets. I don't even know where to stop.
Christian Okoye just walked in here. That's what I'm talking about, sir.
Well, there's so many Chiefs greats here. Not really. Like, you got to let – you can't –
The jerseys in here.
I mean, Dante Hall, Priest Holmes, till 1 o'clock. Christian Okoye jersey is here. The person, the great Christian Okoye, is not.
That was a pretty solid Howard Cosell.
Oh, that was just
that was good. I liked it.
6 to 10 tomorrow, Kansas Hall in Overland Park. Pizza buffet from 6 to 8. Show will be there. He'll be singing. I'll be there. I will not sing. It'll be a good time, though.
Appreciate strolling through here with them Rice Krispie treats that just changed my whole morning.
Santa Binkley will be there as well with his elves. I believe that is just Fanning.
Andy, I'm gonna have sort of play this here in a second. Andy. Look at Dante.
Dante again. Yeah. Someone just floored him with some memorabilia.
He always takes it over the top.
Andy, takes a picture of it.
Andy.
I'm telling you, that is fun to watch. I love seeing people impress Dante Hall with their memorabilia. He just reaches for us. I got to get a picture of this.
I know what you're doing. Andy said something.
But look at him. Look at Dante right now.
There you go.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Community Blood Center. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. What were you saying about Veach?
I'm just going to shave your legs if you cut me off one more time. And I'm going to start high on the thigh.
We'll get into that tomorrow.
I'm coming down.
Harvey Weinstein.
I will shave your legs. Don't call me Harvey. Stop cutting me off. There are consequences to things. You want to try to do this to me in public? I will. No nair. No shaving cream. None of that.
Sorry,
you'll
about
be lucky to get Dal and a lather. Now, could you just play this Andy thing? I'm sorry.
Andy Reid talking about the no look pass from Patrick Mahomes yesterday.
I worked real hard with him on that.
You're
built
real
that right into the offense. Yeah, I mean, he's got a knack for that. He's comfortable doing it. I mean, this is the NFL and he's doing it. So I mean, that's. It's something to do it in practice, but then you start throwing it in a game, and then a game against the number one defense in National Football League, that's a little different. You get a tremendous confidence in what you're doing there. And he did a nice job with it. It actually froze the guy. And when you really look at what effect did it have on the defense, there's a guy right underneath the route. And I would have liked to have interviewed that guy right at that point, because that's a tough bind. How do you go explain that to your coach? Well, he's looking over here, but he threw it over here. They're going to think you're crazy, right? But it worked.
I want people to honestly think about that. I want you, like, I think about that. And I want you to try to take your Rose, not even Chiefs glasses off. Your Patrick Mahomes is the king of the universe glasses. And I think you should always have them because he is an amazing, amazing talent and person. But just take off your glasses right now, just for a half a second. And tell me, is that the response you want from your head coach when he's speaking of your quarterback doing something that is potentially reckless for no reason? If he says, he threw a no-look pass, but you know what, baby? It worked. So we're good. I know nobody. I know you all hate Bill Belichick, but he's only the greatest coach we've ever seen in our life with 5 championships. I know many of you maybe don't remember Bill Walsh, but he's won 4 championships. Could you ever see Bill Walsh saying, you know what, Joe Montana, you threw that no-look pass. It worked this time. But, hey, let's keep doing it. Could you see Bill Belichick coming about the result? It worked. No. Bill Belichick. So say if Kenyon Drake tripped and fell out of bounds. Do you think he would come and say, you know what, we're never going to change our thought process on how we defend hook and laterals.
Hell, it worked. We'll put Gronk back out there again. No. Just because the result worked doesn't mean anything. Like, to me, I know you got your Mahomes, and the Chiefs are 11-2, and they are great. But Patrick Mahomes is great. He don't need to no-look footballs. And it's weird to me that your head coach is coming out and hitting us with the...
I never expected to hear that from Andy.
I've never said that to my kids. Well, hell, you know what? You didn't study for that test, but you rocked an A. Next time, don't study again, Jack. Hell, it worked. Roll into that ACT without looking at a thing. It worked. That is just craziness. And you could see differences between a Belichick and a Bill Walsh and a guy like Andy, who consistently for his career has had blunders or questionable decision makings. Because you know what? It worked.
Yeah, I've always looked at Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, Vince Lombardi. It was more about the fundamentals. It was about the process. The result will take care of itself. If you do the right things, the right outcome will happen more times than not. You're not going to reward something that is ill-advised because it happened to work. No, we're going to do things right. We're going to do them fundamentally sound. There's a difference between causation and correlation. The reason why that completed pass happened wasn't because of the no look. Right? The reason why it happened was because of the rocket arm. And look, he looked off the linebacker. But there's no way you can convince me, had he turned his head a millisecond before throwing that ball, that it would have been any different outcome.
Pat has...
And real quick, if Andy or Pat believes the outcome would have been differently had he looked, well, then I better see three or four no-look passes on Thursday night if it's that much of a difference maker.
This should be planned. Didn't Pat already say he's thrown a pick?
He said he threw an interception earlier this season because he was looking the other way through the no-look pass, and the receiver that was the target of the no-look pass gave up on the route because he didn't believe he was getting the ball. Now, receiver's got to continue to run his route.
And I want to say this. It's an amazing play. It takes crazy.
Oh, I've watched it countless times.
Crazy ability to do. When you saw it, you're like, oh, my God, that is crazy. Like, that is an amazing thing. It's sometimes when Steph Curry does crazy things. But, yes, I don't think it's a smart thing in the offense with 22 seconds on the shot clock that Steph Curry just lines up from half court and pulls up and shoots it just because he can.
The thing that sticks out to me the second time around hearing that from Andy Reid, the thing that sticks out to me is something he said right in the middle of it. He's like, but, man, he's doing this as the NFL. And he's doing things. Like, I know he did it in practice in college, but this is the NFL. That's Andy. That's the Bill Walsh. That's the smart man inside of him going, you're not supposed to be able to do this. Don't allow it. Andy knows better than this, but it appears to me that he is so infatuated with having the talent that he finally does in number 15 that he's afraid almost. I don't think afraid is the right word, but hesitant to do what Mike Holmgren used to do with Brett Favre.
Well, I think it's something what Therese said yesterday. You don't want to take his aggressiveness away. And I don't think you do, or his creativity.
Pat's too smart to have it robbed from him. Right.
That's not. You don't take Steph Curry's aggressiveness away by saying don't shoot the ball at half court when it's not desperation.
Right.
I don't agree with that. Coming up, this, I'm not kidding you, as we're live at Community Blood Center in 4040 Maine, this is might be one of the best takes that Vern has ever had.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Why? Remember tonight, Arrowhead Pride Radio, it is back.
Too aggressive.
Pete Sweeney, Sean Barber, who's not here signing autographs. You just Priest Holmes.
I want to know what Sean and believes about the no-look pass.
He probably loves it.
I don't know. You can never really guess with Sean.
Sure you can.
I disagree.
He'll be on tonight, Arrowhead Pride Radio.
You think he loves it?
I think he adores it.
Mm.
Adores it.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be on tonight. You don't want to miss this. Always an entertaining, an interesting hour.
Arrowhead Pride Radio every Tuesday at 6.
Something like a little Denny almost came out right there.
I was thinking about doing Denny this entire segment, but I don't think I should because the topic is too serious.
Puka Williams.
All right.
Suspended off the team for domestic abuse. Putting his hands on a young woman. You and I have disagreed a lot when it comes to the Kareem Hunt thing and how the Chiefs handled it. I don't believe that they owed us anything. I don't believe that they owed Kareem Hunt anything.
That's true.
Now, it's unfortunate. You would wish a business as large as the Chiefs would have the community and morality top of mind, and that would be their main focus. But I've always believed the NFL, just like most professional organizations, it's a bottom-line business. Are you winning? Are you losing? Are you making money? Are you losing money? So I never had an issue with how the Chiefs handled the Kareem Hunt situation. But the complete opposite should happen in Lawrence when it comes to Puka Williams. I don't even care if the kid ever plays football again.
Because you're saying you don't think that's too much of a punishment if he doesn't play.
Yeah, but when you're in...
If he gets kicked off the team, you don't think that's too much? Because I agree with you.
No. No, because in college, football should be so secondary.
Yes.
Look, these head coaches, any head coach worth his weight in salt, makes a promise to the parents. I'll take care of your son for the next 4 years while he's on my campus. I'll look after him as if he's my own. Now, you don't turn your back on your own son. No, you try to help him. You prioritize what's important in life. And to me, this is an opportunity for the athletic department in Lawrence to reflect their mission statement, to show that their ideals are more than just words on a building, more than just words on a piece of paper, because this is where, you know, for all the talk that we and other sports radio shows have spent talking about, you know, domestic violence and abuse of women in the NFL and other professional sports, it begins when you're young. It begins in college. It begins when coaches and men of power look the other way and absolve you for making these horrible decisions. This is when you hold a young man accountable and let him know that football is secondary to who you are as a person. I've seen way too many instances of universities and colleges prioritizing the athlete more than their own morals. We've all seen it at some of the most disgusting levels, like Penn State and Baylor. But even on physical violence, sexual violence, I've seen it maybe not covered up completely, but brushed under the rug. No, this is an opportunity for Kansas to attack this head on and make Puka Williams a better man, a better citizen of Lawrence or wherever he ends up the rest of his life. This is their opportunity to be a true institute of higher learning. Chiefs don't have to do that. A college university definitely should.
No, I said, man, I thought this was one of the best takes you've ever had. I completely agree with it. Now, you know I do, because I felt like the Chiefs should be
right.
I feel like the
Chiefs
should.
You hold the Chiefs to that standard as well.
I hold it to the
standard
to a certain extent, especially if afterwards they were talking about they wanted to give him help, but they didn't give him help or even speak about giving him help until afterwards. But Puka Williams, it shouldn't. This is something that Sean Barber has talked about that he believes the Chiefs and teams should do. This is what his thing was with Reuben Foster. I believe not only should you hold him accountable and hold him accountable and know, hey, man, you play football here, even football at Kansas, this is a privilege. And this is a step to the rest of your life. Dude, you've stepped over the line to a point where there should be a serious consequence. But I think also not only with that serious consequence when you're dealing with an 18, 19-year-old kid, that you also teach them things, that you also go out and say, I'm going to help this person get over this issue. Because as you said, the football should be, and we know it's not because of how much money it brings in, but the football should be secondary. The number one thing, other thing with Puka Williams is, man, we got to get you help because you should be a better human being once you leave her. Now, if he transfers, there's nothing else. You know, he's out of your hands. Mm-hmm. The next place he goes to. But, hey, man, you're here. We want to reach out and we want to help you. We're not just going to punish you and throw you away. We want to punish you and try to get you the help you need. And I think there is obligation. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
From a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, conditions in the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum somehow reached a new low at Sunday's game between the Oakland Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers. She tweets, a janitor on his walkie-talkie in the press box just said loud enough for everyone to hear, there are two dead mice in the soda machine.
I've never been there, but I've heard the stories about the toilets overflowing and whatnot, but there are two dead mice in the soda machine is not something you would like to hear. That's fantastic. Way to go, Raiders.
For me, I'm good with it. I can't drink coffee anymore.
Hey, the water still comes out of there.
Damn.
You think Reggie did that on his way out? Mackenzie? Because you know there's probably dead mice lying all over the place.
Yeah,
all over that office, there's dead mice. He just picked up two of them
I think
with a Kleenex and then just dumped them in the soda machine.
I think Marcus Allen did it.
He can't be mad at Al still.
Them mice have been in there for that long.
I just don't think anybody cares up in Oakland.
Well, that's
anymore.
The amazing thing about mice.
They've been there since 90.
Yeah, the amazing thing about mice is seatbelts. They don't lose their skin or bones when they die. They stay in the same capacity that they were once they've been killed. Oh, so when they saw that, now they create a really bad stench.
That's
but when they saw that, they were like, is that Kevin Hart? When they saw that, they were like, oh, that mice has been here since 92.
Like
I think it was. It does. So,
it doesn't.
It does look
looks like Kevin Hart at all.
It does. yeah, that's terrible. I think it was Marcus Allen. Reggie McKenzie, they wouldn't smell as much. And then the story sort of just read.
Well, then what did Reggie McKenzie do
I like
before he left?
That's something that we can't talk about on the air.
I like the idea of Reggie McKenzie just dropping him in the soda machine and just being like.
I mean, Reggie don't seem like he would do nothing real bad. Reggie seemed like he would just pass gas in a room and close the door and really try to hold it in. Like,
by the way, did
like
you do that in the elevator the other day when you knew I was about to get in the elevator after you?
No, I don't do disrespectful stuff like that. I draw the line. You did it to me. That's probably why you thought so. I did see you running and thinking that I was going to hold it for you. Then I sped up so I couldn't.
That's the day I'm talking about. You didn't do it then?
I know you did. Joe's starting to believe today's defense is a possibility.
Did you just go third person?
You're damn right I did. I can't even get a tease off around here. Just go to break, sir.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.